to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfilment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 18th of June, with a little coffee interlude there from Jules. Thank you for that, Jules. Bit of throat clearing.
Why did you turn your mic on early?
Because I saw you were about to cough.
No, luckily it wasn't sneezing.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's lovely to have you with us. I'm Paul Andrews, and I'm joined by the absolutely gorgeously delectable Jules Serkin.
Hello.
Hello, Jules.
Hello. Well, apart from you turning your mic on when I was clearing my throat, which I always do in my pre-show cough, mm-hmm. I'm very well. Loved the B2B last week.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
We had queues, Paul Andrews, at the stand, at the Business Bunker stand. Queues, absolutely throngs.
Were they?
And I had...
All your groupies there, were they?
Yeah. What do you call them? My fancy men.
Yeah, fancy men.
Fancy
men. They were all there, were they?
I've never heard anyone say fancy men.
Fancy men?
Like you.
Oh, they're fancy men.
Oh, fancy
yeah.
men.
Yeah.
But I also had a lot of emails after the exhibition, young man, saying, sorry, Jules, couldn't get to talk to you, but you were so busy.
Yep.
So that was, you know, that was fantastic.
And we got some great interviews, or you got some great interviews. I was back here at the studio with Mary.
Oh, you had me running around, I tell you.
I did.
I mean, Jamie was laughing, Jamie Andrews, because... Of course, my mic, because you'd forgotten I've got an iPhone 5,
yeah.
haven't you? So the connection...
And the iMic didn't work on the iPhone 5.
It worked perfectly last year when iPhone 4. So what happened was Mr. Andrews, listener, had me running up and down with my phone on on loudspeaker, charging up and down to all these different stands. I got quite hot and bothered.
No change there, then.
And who did I find?
You found loads of people. Later on in the show, we're going to play some of those recorded interviews.
Yes.
But and we got enough material for about the next 6 weeks. So
I wonder who won the Telcare bottle of champagne.
I don't know. Maybe Lisa could tweet us in and let us know that. Because I'm sure she's listening.
Maybe she drank it.
Yeah, okay. And also, we had a draw, didn't we?
We did.
And I've forgotten the card.
They're in your shirt pocket.
In my top pocket, yeah.
Which shirt was it?
Do you know what,
Blue
Jules?
I know this is going to shock you. But you've
changed
your shirt
since last week, yeah.
Well, that
It was that time of week again to change my shirt.
Kel Surprise.
Yeah, whatever.
You got the old tin bath out, did you?
No, it's not. It's not Christmas.
Oh, what was it? The flannel.
Yeah, just to wash down with a cold flannel.
Yeah, stand at the sink.
Exactly.
Little scrub.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, before we go any further, before we go any further at all, there's a certain person lounging around in Turkey at this moment by a swimming pool, celebrating a rather special birthday.
Is that Josie?
Well, it's Chris Poldo's birthday.
Chris?
Yeah, but Josie McGuire, lovely Miriam and Chris are by their pool in Turkey celebrating Chris's big birthday.
Actually, Paul, they're on the beach.
Are they?
Yeah, because they said they were listening to Scoff and Quaff, which is a really good show at 11 a.m. live on Tuesdays. Far superior to the Business Bunker, and they said that I was breaking up. It wasn't my fault. It's because they were lounging on the beach.
That wasn't the radio signal. That was just.
I did have a comment
on your behaviour.
I did have a malfunction. I did play Captain Pugwash for about 20 minutes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Never mind.
So anyway, it's Chris's birthday.
It's Chris's birthday. So from all of us on the Business Bunker Show, we'd like to wish Chris Pollard a happy birthday and many, many happy returns.
Yes, shall we sing?
Yeah, go on, go for it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chris Pollard. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
That's patented, that song.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
That's what I meant. Yeah. So you're going to get a bill now.
Exactly. Well, no, we pay a licence fee for things like that.
Do you?
Yeah. I get royalties for singing that.
But we were invited for luncheon, weren't we, you and I?
We were, in Turkey.
He didn't give us a lot of
A lot of time to get there and back for the show, no.
I know, we're between scoff and quaff and bunker.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, enough of our nonsense. You can email us just by sending an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. You can call us on 01303 874 998, but you're more likely to get in touch with us if you tweet me at VanillaWeb. So if you follow me, VanillaWeb, on Twitter, you can send me a tweet and you can get a shout out for your business or organisation, for your event or your fundraiser or whatever it is you're doing. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, because that's what the Business Bunker's all about. And I've had a few dozen tweets in already.
Have you?
Yeah, we've had a big hello from AK Pet Services, Adrian there, and his pet transportation business. We've had Lynn Liz, and Dennis the head of beds, and Nicola the chief chef at the Terrazzo are both listening in. And I should imagine that Dennis is bouncing on a bed while he's listening.
They do a nice duck confit there, don't they?
What, in the bed department?
Confit. Well, I often have it in bed there, you know, take my duck over, tuck up.
Yeah, you pop into Terrazzo, get a duck confit, and then go and lay on one of the beds and scoff it.
Well, the Vice Spring, who wouldn't?
Yeah, absolutely.
Best bed in town.
And we've got a new listener as well, Total Ashford. Yeah, Paul, please could you tell your listeners about TotalAshford.com? Mm. It's a news, info and blogs for Ashford. Ashfordians.
Oh, I love that.
Cheers. And that's from HandPaul, @HandPaul, P-A-U-L, on Twitter. And that's Total Ashford. And they've also got a Twitter handle, which surprisingly is @TotalAshford. And their website, there's a theme here, TotalAshford.com.
It's so called check branding, out. Paul Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
I technically live in Ashford because I live in Centerton, which is part of Ashford Borough. So I'll have a look at that later because I think that'll be very useful.
Yes.
And we've also had another new listener called Friday Club. And on Twitter, they're Friday Club 1, the number 1. They're listening in for the first time. And they say hello to all of us. So hello to all you guys at the Friday Club.
Hello.
What else we got?
I'd like to go to the Friday Club, wouldn't you? Sounds a bit like the Tufty Club.
Yeah. Beats going to work on a Friday, doesn't it?
Exactly. Well, I usually slope off in the afternoon, as you know.
Yeah, most afternoons.
Yeah. No, just Fridays.
We've had a tweet from Liz McNaughton.
Hello, Liz.
Who's the other half of the famous Brent McNaughton.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's really nice. I've met Liz, and she's a lovely, lovely
lady.
Is
she also a little Kiwi?
No.
She's English?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think
I didn't question her on her ancestry.
But does she say pin or pin? Fish and chips?
No. Well, but then nor does Brent, so.
Yes, he does.
Angela from Another Journey Begins has also tweeted.
Hello.
As has Louisa Felstead, the facilitator Kent on the Twitter. So thank you for that. Keep your tweets coming by following me at VanillaWeb. Or, as I say, you can email us, but we've already got a huge pile of emails, and I think we'll start with reading one of those out, please, Jules.
Well, first of all, at Telcare Limited have tweeted in, afternoon Business Bunker, and Paul Andrews, the Telcare Champers was won by the Chris Pullman at Buckmore Park.
So oh, brilliant. Well done, Chris.
Chris will be round later to celebrate your... winnings. Well done on that. That's great.
Well done, Chris, at Buckmore Park, who won the Telcare Champagne at the B2B show at Ashford last week.
There's a pop-up tweet up, which is coming up on Wednesday the 17th of July. So this is a date for your diary. It's run by the Kent Business Tweet Up. So you can go on to kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk for all the venues. But this is a second pop-up for the Anne Robertson Centre on behalf of the Pilgrims Hospice. It's at 55 London Road, Canterbury, and it's 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. And last time there were really, really nice sandwiches and cakes and coffee and tea. So pop along to that. It's 17th of July, 5 to 7. If you want to know more about it, you can go on to www.annrobertsoncentre.org or, as I said, on to kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And if you do have a venue that you'd like to run a tweet up, again, contact kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk and we will support you. I think it's the Whitstable one this week at the Hotel Continental.
The Whitstable tweet up?
Yeah, is it the third... Is it the third Thursday of the week, the month?
It is the third Thursday of the week, yeah.
No, it comes around ridiculously quickly, doesn't it?
I know, yeah.
There's
a lot happening this Thursday, the 20th.
What else?
What is Create at Fruitworks.
Really? With
beer?
Yeah,
in the evening. Free beer, free networking and three fantastic speakers. That's at 7 p.m. 7 till 10.
Do you know who speakers?
Yeah, Gene Crew, Martin Fever, and Stuart Wilson from Black Sheep Coffee.
Brilliant. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's a good lineup.
Rob at Gove Vicinity loves it there.
Rob comes every week, every month to Create. We get a good turnout at Create. It's really good.
I've seen the photos. I must pop along.
You ought to come.
I will.
Trouble is, you're normally incapacitated by then, aren't you?
Well, it depends. Depends who I've been out
with. You just staggered home from the pub at 7 o'clock in the evening.
It depends who
from
I've been
lunch.
Out with. It's luncheon.
Lunch is just coming to an end for you, then.
Improve your communication at work, Paul Andrews. Adaptive communication course. This is on the 29th of July, 9:30 to 4 p.m. And it's, again, at the Anne Robertson Centre. This is the Anne Robertson fan club here. The cost is £75. It includes a light lunch and certificates, and it's led by Jane Hagues, MSc. She says, do you sometimes struggle to get your point across? Are there individuals you dread having to deal with?
She's pointing at me, listener.
This could be the right course for you. The way we communicate in the workplace is critical for success. Individual difference brings diversity to the workplace, but it can present challenges. A mismatch between styles of communication can result in misunderstandings, resistance, or even stress and conflict. And understanding different styles and how to adapt your styles will help avoid these pitfalls. So if you want to know more about that, there is a phone number, which I'll read out in a minute. Get your pen ready, but you can book with wendy.kelk, K-E-L-K, at pilgrimshospices.org. And it's a Canterbury number, 01227-812-616. And that will, if you go there, they'll tell you all about Jane Hagues, who has a wealth of experience as a senior at a senior level in public and private sectors.
Cool.
So that is 29th of July.
Thank you for that. I also want to bring to your attention something that the lovely Julie Anderson has let me know about from RAP Office Refurbishment.
Yes.
Let's see. Go on, that's it. Break up the studio.
I'm having one of those days.
You are. You're very fumble-fingered today, aren't you?
Terrible.
Yeah. Blimey.
I've never double-bounced on the, controls before.
Have you not?
I've never played Captain Pugwash for 20 minutes.
The entire show.
It was nice, though. Anyway, what is Julie saying?
I've forgotten now.
Julie Anderson.
It's Julie Anderson.
I was thinking you were going to say Julie Andrews, and you're going to go, the hills are alive.
That's my mum. No, anyway, Julie Anderson from RAP Office Contracts, office refurbishment company in Maidstone, they have a competition on. You can win 2 VIP tickets for the Manston Air Show, which is this weekend, the 22nd and 23rd of June. There are 3 questions to answer, and then you just hit the enter button. And you can do that by, you can enter the competition by going to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wrap, that's R-A-P, interiors, all one word, wrap interiors. So that's facebook.com/wrap interiors. There's a very brief competition on there. You just got to answer 3 questions, and you stand the chance of winning 2 VIP tickets to this weekend's Manston Air Show.
I really want to go. In fact, Ken Lloyd is going, my drinking partner. Mm. And I'm wondering whether we should do a live broadcast for Business Bunker from there. What do you think? Then I can go in.
Yeah, you could do interview a plane or something.
On Saturday. Well, no, the pilot and people.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Ginger.
Yeah, no.
People
in
the uniform.
Biggles. Yeah.
People in the uniform.
Captains. I spotted that. Hello, I'm Jules. I'm Jules from the Business Bunker. Would you like an interview, Mr. Man in Uniform?
Is that your impersonation?
Oh,
me?
What a lovely aeroplane you've got.
Let me try your cockpit.
Yeah, yes. Oh, don't even go there. Thank you.
Little flat caps. Breeches.
On that note, you know what we're going to do next?
What shall we do? Tunage?
Bit of tunage,
yeah. Something civilised.
Yeah.
What?
Bit of Somebody to Love.
Ooh, lovely.
Somebody, 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 can anybody find me? Somebody feed it.
Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back with a queen, somebody to love there. Now, hopefully we have on the phone Pam Warren. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm sure you must be fed up with talking about this by now, but of course most of our listeners will know you through the unfortunate experiences of the Paddington rail crash.
Yes, that's right.
But of course so much has happened to you since then, and that's really what we want to talk to you about. But just to refresh our listeners' memory, maybe if you just kind of go over what's led you to be where you are, if you like, really.
Well, I had a company before the train crash.
Mm.
I was a pensions advisor, which is quite a boring job. But after the train crash, I was obviously going to be too sick to work for quite a while. So I had to sell that.
Mm.
And eventually, I didn't recover until 2007.
And the crash was in 99, wasn't it?
Yeah. It took me a good 8 years to get over everything.
Blimey, yeah.
And physically feel a lot better.
Was that injuries, Pam, or was that more mental shock?
Well, to be honest, the physical injuries took 18 months to 2 years to settle down, and I'd accepted them. But after that, yes, the emotional and psychological side really kicks in.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So 2007, you said, before you really started to get over all of those kind of things.
Yeah, I began to feel human again.
Right.
And although my health isn't perfect, I'm not the type that can sit around doing nothing.
Obviously, and, absolutely, yeah.
And obviously the idea of just being a woman that goes out for lunch filled me full of dread. So I started looking for a new career path, if you like, but something that was flexible enough to build into account my new health issues.
Right. So what did that lead you to do?
Well, I'm now an independent project manager.
Right.
I'm Prince 2 qualified, so I'm industry qualified as a project manager. But what makes me different is being an independent. It means I can work in any industry.
Right.
Which has led me to quite some exciting projects in all sorts of things. Some of it charity work. But also, the one that always makes me smile is I did a 5-star gala event dinner for a company, which went off pretty well.
Right.
And you don't know until you try these things whether it's going to succeed or not.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I'm a great believer in that. You're absolutely right. You have to be in the game. You have to try something to see whether you're going to enjoy it, whether it's going to work, whether you're going to succeed.
Absolutely.
One of the things that fascinates me about your career, and I think one of the things that makes you so special, both as a person in general and as a project manager and consultant in particular, is that you've had to deal with probably one of the most massive changes brought about by things outside of your circumstances and horrible position to be in. But your tenacity in overcoming that and making a positive out of it, it's just inspirational.
Oh, thank you. Well, tenacity is the right word to use, I suppose. But I think the biggest change for me was because I came really close to dying after the injuries I sustained in the crash, it's given me a whole new perspective on life.
Mm.
So now, rather than before when I used to work and earn, I used to covet, if you like, nice things and material possessions, now it's much more about enjoying myself. And I must admit, I like earning money, but it's now to travel because I want to see as much of the world as possible.
Right.
So I have a means to an end. But yes, it does. And I think it also gives you a form of creativity.
Absolutely.
You don't see things as black and white. You can see other avenues. And every time I hit a problem, I don't sit there and think, oh, woe is me. I then sit there and think, okay, it's a problem. How do I get around it?
Absolutely. I think that's really the key point that came across to me in terms of reading about you and looking at a website and looking at the work you do. You can go into so many organisations or so many things that you face and people go, oh, you know, it requires change. Everything these days requires change. And a lot of people can back off of that as being too difficult. But for someone like you that has faced changes that most of these organisations would never face on the same scale, it brings a different perspective to it.
Yeah, although, I mean, again, companies these days, particularly in this new era of the internet and social media, the buzzword now is very much what I faced back then, which is you have to evolve or that you will die.
Yeah.
And I think businesses should really take that to heart. But I'm pleased to say that the businesses that I come across, they have very much taken that to heart and they're always looking towards the future.
Absolutely. Do you tend to specialise with one particular type of business or business sector, or do you work across the board, Pam?
I work across the board, although I have to admit the ones I take very much to heart are the ones with more an altruistic outlook.
Right.
So things like the charity stuff where I know in the end I may not be involved in the raising of the money, but I'm improving something within their organisation.
Absolutely.
I know that they're out there and they're doing good and they're trying to make other people's lives better. I have to admit, those are my favourites.
Absolutely. And of course, in all of this, you, as you mentioned earlier, you retrained in project management life cycles. Was it Prince that you retrained
Prince in? Prince 2, yeah. I'm a Prince 2 practitioner.
Absolutely. And that, again, is something that a lot of people shy away from, which is acquiring new skills and qualifications and talents as they move through their career. But that's something else that you've adapted to, too.
You never stop learning. Mm. And I don't think you will do until you do meet your maker and hit that long sleep. And also, I think, the campaigning and recovering from the train crash showed me exactly what could be achieved if I kept on learning.
Mm.
So I don't think I'll ever stop learning, and even though I've got my qualification now, I'm still looking to improve, and I'm still looking into new things, and,
right.
you know, things that excite me.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think carry me forward.
That's brilliant. Pam, we could talk about this for ages, but I'm conscious that we've kind of got you on the phone there, and it's difficult. Jules would just like to ask you a question now.
Pam, hi, it's Jules.
Hi.
I just wanted to know, what support did you get after the train crash? Did you get any support to get back into work in any way?
No. I had a lot of medical support, and then after a couple of years, I then had a lot of psychological support, and that was all to do with the injuries and then...
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's right, yes.
Mm.
But when it came to thinking about working, all the advice I got was, don't do it, you can't do it, you haven't recovered enough, your health will never be good enough.
Mm.
And I'm afraid I am one of those people that just went, I'm not listening to you, I'm getting on with it. And even now...
Good for you.
You're a little bit feisty, aren't you? Come on, we can say this now.
Well, thank you, but, I mean, my health does sometimes hold me back, but having said that, you know, most of the time I'm flying.
Well done, thank you.
No, that's brilliant. Pam, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker and sharing a little bit of your story with us. Can you give us a shout out for your Twitter handle and your website so that people can find out more about you and more about your work if they wish to?
Of course, thanks. It's PamWarren06
Fantastic.
Is my Twitter feed. And my website is www.pamwarren.co.uk.
Fantastic. We've put a link to both of those on the Kent Business Radio website. So if our listeners do want to follow up, find out more about your work and more about the things that you do, they can do that quite easily. But for
please. I love hearing from people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We wish you continued and growing success, and we'd love to speak to you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thanks, Pam. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Cheers
bye.
Now. Bye-bye. Pam Warren there, project manager, survivor of the Paddington train crash, an all-round fantastic person.
Mm.
Very inspirational story.
What a story, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a brilliant story. Do go and look at her website and find out what she does now. It's a fantastic story.
Have you met Pam?
I haven't met her personally, no. I've only, you know, talked to her on the phone and stuff.
Fascinating. Really amazing story.
Yeah, really nice lady. So, thank you for that.
I think there's a book there, Pam.
Absolutely, yeah. I think what we'll do is a couple more tweets.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Claire Marriott, who's another new listener. Hi, Paul. It's Claire D. Clutters.
Oh, yes.
We're based in Whitstable.
Yes.
And we're magic. We're sorting out everything. And you can follow Claire. It's Claire Marriott, her name is.
Yep.
But her Twitter handle is Claire D. Clutters.
Great
so
name.
Give her a follow, and if you want your cupboards cleaned.
I do, actually. It's not about cleaning, it's about, you know, I've got...
Decluttering, yeah.
What about you? Do you have, like, a pile? You probably don't, Paul.
No, I do.
I have a place in my kitchen where it just, you know, there's little things there.
I have a library in my house, okay, which has books around the walls,
yeah.
But in the middle of the room is a pile of stuff.
Yeah. Pies?
No, not pies. They're clothes and...
Clothes?
Yeah, listen... Their clothes and football boots and cricket pads and stuff. And they belong to the kids that when they were at school, they would come home, dump them in the library and go, oh, don't put them away. I'm going to take them back. And it's just grown and grown and grown. It's just sat in the middle of the room. And I keep thinking, every weekend I think, I need to tidy that up.
Yes, you do.
And I never do.
So they're just sitting there.
They're just sitting in the
waiting
middle
for
of the
your
room.
Grandchildren
yeah, yeah.
to take over.
Exactly.
That sounds very
terrible.
Odd.
Yeah.
We've had
a tweet from Trish Stretton as well.
Yes.
Who's known on Twitter as People Face to Face.
Well, I've got one thing to say to Trish.
Yeah.
Lemon drizzle cake recipe, please.
There you go, Trish. Yeah. I take it that means something.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool.
What's she saying?
She just tuned into the Business Bunker and was really liking the music before the show started.
That was you singing Freddie Mercury, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was me, yeah. actually, on Channel Radio, which broadcasts 24/7, we had some fantastic music. And early on in the mornings, we have 60s, 70s and 80s hours non-stop.
They're so groovy.
There's no talk, it's just back-to-back music.
They're
which
very groovy.
A lot of people like to listen to because there's no, you know... DJs
waffle.
Getting all carried away and yay!
There's
and
no
that,
Captain
you know.
Pugwash.
No Captain Pugwash for 20 minutes, yeah.
But if you do like a Captain Pugwash, then tune into Scoff and Quaff.
Do us another email.
I will. I'm just about to say that we have the Whitstable tweet up, which is next, this Thursday coming. That's the 20th. That's at 10 o'clock at the Hotel Continental. That's where I met Claire Declutterer. And all welcome. It's a free business networking. And then the following Thursday at Lenley's, that's the 27th, that's Lenley's in Canterbury, Roper Road, 10 till 12, and that's also free business networking. Details on kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And also there's Mary Daly of the MS Therapy Society. They have a pop-up tweet-up, and that's this Thursday at the cricket grounds. And I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I think it's 6 o'clock. I did send Paul Andrews a press release, actually. But
you
can...
About what?
About Mary Daly's pop-up MS thing. But you can look round the cricket grounds. It's this Thursday. It's free. And there are refreshments. And there's speakers.
I've been reading it out every week. I've got an invite. Somebody stole the invite. It's out there.
Okay. But anyway, I think I've said it all.
You've done it now anyway.
So go there, and it is on the kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk website. But you're helping even £2 for a brick to build that MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury for them. So do go.
Cool. Look, we're getting inundated already. We've got two more guests to talk to as well.
I know.
And we're fast running out of time.
And it's already end of June.
Yeah, I know. I've got a gazillion tweets. I just want to read a couple.
Go on, then.
About directors. Hi, Paul. Please could you mention this on the Business Bunker today? It's aboutdirectors.co.uk/business-seminars- Hold on. I've run out of space on my Twitter.
Keep going. Scroll down.
And-events. Let me do that again. It's aboutdirectors, all one word, .co.uk/business-seminars- .and-events.
You say it so beautifully.
Yeah. Or not.
A lot of huffing.
So, check that out. Also, we've had another new listener, Stove and Fireplace. Hi, Paul. Would like a mention on your great show. It's the Stove and Fireplace shop based in Strood in Medway Towns, and their website is www.thestoveandfireplace.
Where is Strudel?
Strood,
yeah.
It's the other side of Rochester.
Do you pronounce it, do you spell it S-O-O-U?
S-T-R-O-O-D.
Yeah, because well, usually...
Go on. Jules is the only person I know in Kent that can mispronounce every single town.
Oh, I would say Strood for that.
Okay.
I was just wondering.
They better change their name then.
Yeah. I'd like to say to Chris Connect, happy birthday. I expect he's having a little drink of something just now for his birthday in Turkey.
Yeah.
He likes my sound effects.
Chin chin,
Chris.
I want to shout out also, they haven't asked me to do this, I'm doing this off my own back because I think it's really valuable.
Yeah.
Alex Waterton at F Keys, they're a Microsoft training organisation, they tweet out on a regular basis lots of tips about Microsoft products, you know, Office products.
Yeah.
And they're really useful tips and what in the gaming world you call them cheats.
Yeah.
So I really recommend you follow him. And his Twitter handle is @FKeys, F-Keys, K-E-Y-S. Do follow F-Keys because they're really, really interesting and informative little snippets of information about Microsoft products.
Hear.
Hutton Design. I'm supposed to be working, but I'm doing my world-famous Freddie impression in the office instead.
That's young Josh.
Yeah, we're young Josh pretending to be Queen.
He thinks he's broken a rib.
Really?
He was telling me the other day, they're so dramatic.
Did he do it with a mic stand?
Probably. Get back to work, Josh.
And Alex Waterton of the famous F Keys, who I was just talking about, has tweeted, there's a business-to-business support group meetup on Monday the 24th of June at 6 p.m. at the F Keys offices on Medway City Estate, Rochester. To find out about it, you can phone Alex on Medway, which I think is 01634 512345. That's Medway 512345. Or you can send him some love on the Twitter @FKeys. That's @FKeys.
And Rob at Go Vicinity Creative, the team there, have said, hi, Vanillaware, Pi Jules Sirkin. Here is one of our infographic posters we created for Nissan Europe. And he sent you a picture.
Blimey.
Which I can't describe to the viewers without...
We can't show you it on the radio, but we will retweet it so that people can have a look at it.
But it's very creative. It's all red and white and gorgeous. So
well
done,
there you go.
Rob and
what
Mike.
What more can I say?
And Ellie.
Cool. We will retweet that so you can see. We need to crack on now because we've got some interviews with the lovely Jules that she conducted at the B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel last Tuesday. That was the Kent Invicta Chamber annual B2B event. And these are four or five interviews that she conducted there.
I can't bear to listen.
We've got a series of these over the coming weeks. Bear with us with the sound quality, because it was a heaving event, wasn't it? And there's lots of background noise.
Yeah, and it
stuff
was all done on my little loudspeaker phone. Yeah. And I couldn't hear you, and I know it was a bit difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah. Stressed. But anyway, have a listen to these, and we'll be back with you shortly.
I have with me the fabulous Lisa Marie Settle, who is on Twitter. She's Lisa M. Settle, if you're following her. And she's come here from her telcare stand to tell us how she's finding the show today.
Hi, Jules. I'm on stand 47, just tucked away in the corner. We've been exhibiting here for, I can't remember how many years, but we're here every year, same stand. And I think it's all about continuity, you know, being in the same place. People get to know you, and it's not just about the visitors that come past. It's getting to know the other exhibitors and creating relationships there, which we find really good for business. Obviously, that's where it all starts. So, looking forward to a good day.
Thank you very much, Lisa. See you soon.
Bye.
And here we are at the B2B show with Kaylee Cook. And she's from the Community Craft Centre. She's an exhibitor. Tell us about your start-up business, Kaylee.
We have a shop in Ashford Town, which we sell products that people have made. They come in and we teach them sewing skills, all different arts and crafts, and then they can sell them in the shop. So it's getting people back into the heart of town, off benefits, and hopefully they can run their own little businesses.
Where's it based?
In Ashford High Street. 27.
Brilliant. Do you have a website yet?
I'm not too sure what the website's called at the moment.
Your shop is called?
It's a Community Craft Centre.
So you're inviting people to come in. You want more people to come in?
Definitely. Anybody that would like to learn a new skill, they can come in, they can meet us, they can have a look around and see what they like to do. They can do all different skills, sewing, crocheting, knitting, arts and crafts, anything they like.
How brilliant. So that, and that's all sort of things that, skills that have been lost, perhaps. So it's really great to have that skill again that maybe were passed down years ago, but people have forgotten or they're not learning now.
No, that is, it's very true. At the end of the day, people don't seem to like sewing anymore. So it's like bringing it back, because it is so expensive to go buy new clothes. So we can repair them. You know, we do all of that for them. So people on benefits with young children, they can revamp clothes and they can upcycle. It's a fantastic way of learning.
Little knit, little tuck, and a stitch in time saves nine.
I'm
Thank
here
you very at B2B Kaylee and Paul and Cooper, down. Who is on the BT local business stand. Paul, is it your first year here?
It is my first year, yes.
How are you finding it?
Pretty good so far. It's a little bit quiet, but I'm sure it'll pick up.
It's about 9 o'clock, isn't it? So most people are still in bed, and we were the ones that got up at six to get here. And what kind of things are you telling customers about?
We look after all the small to medium businesses in North and East Kent. Anything from your one-man bands up to anything up to sort of 300 to 400 staff. So any business customers looking to come over to us, please feel free.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
No problems.
I'm with Patricia Stretton of People Face to Face. She's based in Swalecliff near Whitstable. Tricia, how have you found the B2B exhibition today so far?
I think it's really good, actually. There's a variety of businesses, large and small, and everyone's stands look amazing at the moment. I'm right at the front with Pure B2B, so if anyone wants to come and see us, that would be brilliant.
Stand number?
Stand number six, we're on. And I'm just here representing my business. We've got a special offer on at the moment for anyone who's interested. It's 40% off our coaching qualification course, so we'd love to speak to people about developing attitudes and behaviours for your people. So,
thank you very much. And how have you found it? Were you here last year?
No, I didn't come last year, funny enough. I don't know why, but I kind of missed out. But I'm doing this one, and I'm doing the one at Canterbury Innovation Centre on the 25th of June. So, and I'll have my own stand there, which would be really good. So come and see us then.
Thank you, Tricia, and look forward to speaking to you later. I'm here with Zoe Dorr, who is an HR consultant, and she's with a company called, it's very small print on here, HR Plus Training, and it's .co.uk if you want to look at the website, Paul. So Zoe, what kind of things are you offering with your company?
Well, we help businesses and we look after the people side of things. We deal with in-house training. We help people on the employment policies and contracts. At the moment, we're offering a free health check, which we can come around to your company and make sure that you're up to date with all the employment law and employment policies.
That sounds really interesting. Well done. And you're based in Ashford?
In Ashford, Kent, the Cedars, Elway Road.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that, Zoe Dore. And if you want to find out more, as I said, it's www.hrplusplustraining.co.uk. I've got with me Trevor Bond, who is the sales and marketing manager for the Leaf Hotels. Is that correct, Trevor?
That is correct, girls, yes.
Have you had a new branding? Because there's a few of your hotels, aren't you?
No, we haven't really. I mean, so we're still running both the Best Western Plus Dover Marina Hotel in Dover, the Ramada Dover, and the Holiday Inn Express in Canterbury. But it's just that we package it all together under Leaf Hotels. Gives us a nice green-friendly outlook on life. And it's just something that we think, you know, it's Garden of England, Kent, just relates to.
And how is your new spa that's open? What have you got there?
Well, we've got three treatment rooms now. We've also got a nice sauna, and we just refurbished the gym. So the gym's quite a large gym.
I thought you were looking rather svelte, Trevor.
It wasn't me, unfortunately. I must admit I'm still playing active sport, and gym's probably not my cup of tea. But it's
what's the sport you play? Was it rugby or cricket?
No, a bit too old for rugby, but I'm still playing cricket and hockey. But, no, look, the gym's really popular, and we only opened it 2 weeks ago, and I think we've already got well over 100 members, and people are streaming in the door at the present. So we're just getting them all through their induction courses, and we think it'll be very successful right in the heart of Dover.
So, and you're all offering beauty therapies there too, like manicures and massages yet?
Yes, Jules, but don't start asking me some technical questions because we've got a very good trained therapist, and she's got two assistants at present. So it's just a matter of ringing up and booking any time over the 7 day a week.
Thank you very much, Trevor. So that's Trevor Bond. You can find the spa down there in Dover. There's a website which is www.leafhotels.co.uk. Get down there and get svelte and pampered.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. There were some interviews that we recorded at the live broadcast from the B2B show at Ashford last Tuesday. We got a load more of those interviews that we're going to play over the next couple of weeks. But
I must tell you, though, Paul, because I tried to go and see Gerald Ratner's
Gerald
speech.
Ratner, yeah.
Sat next to Chris Connect It Pollard.
Yeah.
And then I realised I'd be neglecting my stand for too long because he was sort of billed later on. So I sat next to Chris and then rushed off. And but then Gerald Ratner, as luck would have it, was cutting the cake on the stand next to us.
Absolutely.
But then, as sod's law, you phoned me just when I was going to talk to Gerald. So I completely missed him. And then he ran off down the corridor with Joe from, come on, help me out,
Joe James from the Chamber of Commerce.
The lovely Joe James. And so I galloped after them and got the picture taken. And he really loved the Business Bunker.
I know, yeah.
Especially
you. He wants
you
to come on again, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he said, Paul Andrews is fascinating. Found me amusing. And I said, I'm not really supposed to be amusing, Gerald.
I think what he said was, you're funny.
Yeah, and I said funny peculiar or funny ha-ha.
And he didn't say anything.
He didn't say, he sidled away. but yeah, he's going to come down in person.
Yeah, no, he told me he wants to come on again.
And you're going to go and collect him from, in a little...
Ashford Station, yeah.
Little pony and trap.
Absolutely.
Couple of pies.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he will
be
on the show.
And we know how to do it down here, don't you worry.
Yes.
All them people up from the Big Smoke. Yeah, when they come down here, we sort them out. No, it'd be lovely to have him on. He's a really, really lovely man.
Well, his speech went down a storm.
Yeah, well, he's got a fascinating story. You know, how'd you lose £500 million in a throwaway remark about prawn sandwiches?
Exactly.
You know, blimey.
I know, but he's clawed his way back. And
yeah, he has.
What's it, Gerald.com?
Yeah, Gerald Online.
Yeah, I've had a look actually. It's quite some nice, quite nice jewellery.
Yeah, absolutely.
My birthday next year, May 26th.
Too late, yeah. We've already done your birthday this
Christmas,
year.
May 25th?
May
25th. December.
Yeah. That's when Jill starts celebrating Christmas. On May the 25th, she says, oh, it's almost Christmas. Might as well have a little snifter and a mince pie.
I did actually have a Christmas pudding last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
It was a Riverford Organic.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker show. Joining us in the studio, Mr. Michael Pettit of Integritools. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Absolute pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Michael and a little bit about Integritools?
Thanks, Paul, for the invite. It's great to be here. Michael Pettit, I was a police officer for 30 years in the Metropolitan Police.
A police officer?
Yeah.
I'll come quietly. Exactly. It's a fair cop.
Any others, please carry on. Retired on pension and then started my own commercial business 12 years ago.
Right, okay.
Which has been functioning in Gray's End in Kent with success up until the present time. About 2 years ago, through a close contact in Holland, I got involved in the Integritool programme.
Right.
Integritool is what it says on the tin. It's an integrity-based product.
Right.
It's an online product, and it's an interactive product that's designed for the HR market within the United Kingdom.
Okay, so that's for HR departments to use as a support tool, is that?
HR departments use a support tool, but obviously small, medium, large-sized companies, okay. It matters not. It's actually that easy and simple to use. Anybody can use it. Who's involved effectively in taking people into their companies? Who's involved in... recruiting new employees.
So anybody recruiting or hiring or taking people on board can use the tool. Okay.
It's also designed to assist with people who are actually taking lateral promotion within the company. You've joined one end of the company and then see themselves moving up. So it's not just restricted to somebody joining a company. It can be done at any time when there's a promotion sought.
Okay. Can you give us a kind of bit of an overview of what it does and how it works so that we can kind of see that?
Okay. What happens is that the interview is sent online to the prospective applicant. The applicant then sits in front of the computer, opens it up. The essential elements here are that it's actually used by anybody. It doesn't matter what your speed of reading is, because initially it begins to test and quantify your speed of reading and then sets the test throughout at that pace.
Right.
So every question that you then read and give an answer to, you're going to have plenty of time to do it. So there's nothing that's going to prohibit anybody from taking it at whatever level their reading might be.
Okay.
So once they've actually gone through that particular test, which tests integrity, it tests issues of alcohol, tests issues of drug abuse, dependency, areas as an employee that you'd want to know about before you actually employ somebody. Currently, that might not be available to you, because on a CV or on reference documents, which are all very useful, take nothing away from that.
Right.
They're very useful. They don't give you that inside step, that inside track on who that person actually is.
Right.
So the consequence is, do you want to know about the person you're employing? Do you want to know a little bit more about that person, more in depth? So the interview stage, because this is not a hire and fire tool.
Right.
This is a tool that's designed to assist in the recruitment of new people, or as I say, in lateral development of somebody within the company to ensure that they can maintain the integrity of your business.
Right.
They've got integrity and they'll carry your business forward, because business and the way businesses work is more and more difficult. You can ill afford a fraud within a company.
Absolutely.
And therefore you need to make sure the people you're employing or using are actually up to standard and the type of person that you really want in your organisation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
At the end of the interview, within about 20 seconds, the HR manager or the person who's actually issued the test will get the results back.
Really?
That quickly. Okay, because it's evaluating as it goes.
Right,
there's no need for an after assessment. It evaluates as it goes. And it then sends it back on a traffic light system, which is saying effectively in the interview stage that you then conduct, because I must stress it's not a hire and fire tool. This is to assist.
Yeah.
You can then ask pertinent questions, which you've found out because of the test results, which generally and normally you wouldn't have been able to do.
Okay, cool. And so how long have you been offering that in the United Kingdom?
We launched it, as you know, at your show on the 17th of May.
Right, okay, it's been at the Southeast Business Show.
Business Show. It's been developed. We've had it taken to Queen's Council in London to see the legal ramifications of using it. They've given it a green light, so there's no reason why any of current legislation within the UK and Europe would be seeing this as prohibitive.
Okay.
So you can use it without any fear of any comeback in that direction as well.
Fantastic. Did I hear you right? You said it's a web-based tool.
It's a web-based tool that the client is given and is allocated on the basis of payment a number of these interviews. They then send the interview out, and that then interview belongs to them. So we're not involved in holding material, holding intelligence, holding information. It's actually for the client and for the employer. and as it goes down to the employer, it then comes, or the prospective employer, then comes back to them. So they can hold all the information and contain all the information as it goes along.
Fantastic. And so is that, you're almost doing it on a pay-as-you-go basis?
Absolutely, which makes it affordable for every business.
So basically, you could conduct one interview with it, and you...
You could, yes, that's right, Paul, but it'd be pointless doing that because you really need to have a collective of 20 people apply for a job. You actually get down to 10 that you want, and then 5 you might give the interview
absolutely.
To keep it economically viable.
And realistically, that's exactly what would happen with people that are recruiting. Even incredibly small businesses would have that.
We're looking at people, we're aiming high, but obviously we're not going to eliminate anybody from this, but police service, financial services authorities, banks, people where integrity and honesty is really, really important because of you will know from the press what's gone wrong. And we don't want somebody from the bidding room going out and spending £10 million of other people's money and then it going flat the next day. If they've got that propensity for dishonesty, let's find out about it in front. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. That's a fascinating tool. And you say it was originally developed in Holland?
The partner company is from Holland. It's been used in Holland for over 4 years.
There's
some very large companies over there that continue to use it, who have shown some very positive trends within the less churn of employees, which is a good thing. So they're keeping employees who've got continuity within the business. And they are using it consistently. Year-on-year contracts are coming back for more and more of it.
Cool. Sounds really good. So if people want to find out more about it, there's a website they can go to?
Yeah, www.integratool.com.
Okay.
And also we're on Twitter at IntegratoolUK, or they can contact me by looking on the website directly by the email address that's on there or through my mobile phone or the office number. I'd be happy to talk to anybody to discuss it and go through what the benefits are to their businesses.
Fantastic. We've put links to all of that on the Kent Business Radio website. So if anybody wants to follow up, find out any more about that, they can do by clicking on the links on the website or by following Michael on Twitter. I also just want to briefly spend a little bit of time about your other business because that kind of fascinated me as well.
Yeah, I run a company called DPM Facilities Limited, which by its name is nothing, but it's a private investigation inquiry agency.
Ooh, I like that.
Gumshoe, yeah.
I like that.
I was thinking he looked a bit Bond-like.
When he came in, I thought Secret Squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? He's got that look, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It was the trench coat that gave it away, though, I think, don't you?
Trench coat, the hat and glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do we do our, what's that, what's his name? You know, Peter Sellers thing now.
Oh, Clouseau.
Yeah.
Do we do
it's
that?
It's
Delure.
Yeah. On my phone.
Yeah.
and we act for anybody at any level. It depends on what somebody's problem is. We've done some very interesting inside company investigations. You've got company employees who are involved in fraud, company employees the year before last that were actually involved in racial discrimination within the workplace.
Right.
And that was satisfactorily ended up with an investigation which led to that person being dismissed with no appeal.
Right.
And that's what the company wanted. Obviously, it's given them a clean bill of health in that direction. And a lot was learnt by them on that route.
Okay.
A lot of other companies may need that service and those facilities.
Is that the primary focus of your private investigation? Is it mostly corporate work?
It's mostly corporate work. We do deal with matrimonial matters, but generally that's outside the cost of Mr. and Mrs. Average.
Yeah.
Therefore, we do it, but it's not the core of our business at all. Intellectual property protection, looking after a company, making sure that companies can survive in spite of problems that may exist inside shrinkage, loss, theft, inline transportation, losses, security surveys, private buildings, commercial buildings, and goods in transit.
Cool. And do you have a website for that business as well?
www.dpmfacilities.com.
Fantastic.
dpmfacilities.com.
Yeah, dpmfacilities.com.
Michael, do you look at people, what people, you remember the young girl that was taken on by the police lady that's just taken over, the Tsar woman, and the young girl that was on the Isle of Sheppey who did those tweets, the infamous tweets. Do you look at things like that, Twitter background and Facebook and
all
what
social
people
media.
Said?
Sorry, Jules. All social media sites are a great source of intelligence, and certainly if you look at anything like that, because if it's in the public domain, then it's been put there for a reason, and one can use it. Which is why I think a lot of people have been found out, haven't they, by putting too much in the wrong place and it becoming a public issue. But we do look at all those types of areas.
Absolutely, it's one. I do lots of talks in schools and colleges and universities to people coming out of those institutions looking for work for the first time. And you have to tell people so often to be careful about what they post on their social media pages.
Because it will always be there.
Because it will always be there, and people will look at it. It's, you know, it's just so obvious. And they go, nah, well, they wouldn't do that. Yeah, they would. People people forget that when you post something like that, all 9 billion people on the planet can see it. You're not just telling your friends. Mm. And that's the thing that they forget. Anyway, Michael, thank you for that. Thank you for introducing us to both your businesses. A fascinating concept, both of them. You're absolutely right. Increasingly in this day and age, we have to be more and more circumspect about who and how we employ people. And with the advent of social media, it's so easy to make mistakes. And funnily enough, tying that back, talking to about Gerald Ratner and, you know, making a throwaway line, imagine what you could do on Twitter with that kind of prawn sandwich comment now. So it's really crucial that we understand who we're employing. So if you want to find out more about that, Integra Tools is a place to look. The links to that website are already up on the Business Bunker website. I'll also later on put a link to Michael's private investigation site so that you can look into that too. But for the moment, Michael Pettit of Integra Tools, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on here.
Thank you very much.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. There's not that much longer to go.
You didn't ask him if he lives in Let's Be Avenue.
Oh dear. No, you're right. I didn't dig up some really old silly jokes. You're right.
He's laughing.
I know.
He's
laughing. What else can you do?
Is it hysteria?
Yeah. It's disgust, I think, is that. We've got
a zillion tweets.
So loads of new listeners.
But I've had one here, Paul Andrews, from AK Pet Services. Lisa Marie told him to tell us what happened with Samson the parrot, following on from last week's show. And he said he was taking Samson the parrot to the vets on Friday. He put some fuel in the van, and as he was filling up the van, the Samson the parrot wolf whistled at a lady, and he was very embarrassed because the lady thought it was him. So that's from AK Pet Services.
Adrian, yeah. Stop whistling at the women, Adrian.
I've got a picture of him in the Business Bunker orange t-shirt.
It wasn't me, love. It was my invisible parrot.
Yeah. It's that old line.
Yeah. A couple of quick tweets from some new listeners. St Clair Estate near Sevenoaks has facilities for business meetings, events, client entertainment and more. And we're licensed for weddings too. And you can follow them on the Twitter at St Clair. That's STCLERE. CLERE. St Clair. And that's a venue in Sevenoaks. The Canterbury Players have been on.
Yes.
And they said, sorry, there's a rude word here.
Yes.
We're performing Tis a Pity She's a Whore.
Cool.
At the Gulbeckian on Wednesday to Friday this week, and it's a rarely performed play, so do get along and see that. It's at the Gulbeckian Theatre, which is on the University of Kent campus in Canterbury, so do check that out. And St Clair has sent us a photo of their very nice emporium, and we'll retweet that. We've also had Winner Party, over £1,000 of goodies now, all for Kent Deaf Children. So the Winner Party is for the Kent Deaf Children charity. They require a £5 donation, but you stand a chance of winning a whole package of goodies.
Well, that's what you need for your stews.
Yeah.
It would be down in a dusted, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And you can participate in that by going to virginmoneygiving.com/winaparty, all one word, Winner Party. So do check that out. It's in aid of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, so have
Brilliant.
A look at that. And you, for a £5 donation, not only do you donate to a fabulous cause, you actually stand a chance of winning a prize.
You're mixing with me too much. Fabulous.
And birthday boy. Birthday boy.
Chris
Pollard has been on. I've made it back from the beach, taking a break from celebrating number 60. We weren't telling people, Chris.
No, we weren't.
Yeah. And I'm being careful about my postings.
Oh, yes. So in other words, he's been drinking.
Exactly. He's had a few.
Uzak or
Eshat.
Well,
quite right, too. And you deserve them, Chris. And I hope you're having a fabulous day.
I expect he's wearing Miriam there. A little sarong, don't you, in an open neck shirt.
Yeah. What we're going to do, we're going to play a quick tune.
Who you got?
And after a bit of Paul Simon. But after Paul, we're going to talk to Natasha.
Is it Love Me Like a Rock?
No.
What is it?
Late in the Evening.
Oh, nice.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside to smoke myself a J.
The Business Bunker.
Oh, a bit of Paul Simon there late in the evening. That was cool, wasn't it?
What happened to art?
Yeah, we were all bopping around in the studio to that, jumping up and down.
Well, you were.
Yeah, look, now it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next studio guest onto the Business Bunker. We have with us the delightful Natasha Aidan-Yance.
Got you right.
Natasha, thank you so much for joining us in the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, and Jules, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
No, you're more than welcome. Now, you're part of the team that's planning the famous Ashford Festival later in the year, I understand.
Indeed, not Create Festival or Ashford Festival in the Park, but Ashford Festival of Arts and Technology.
Absolutely. There's a lot of festivals going down in Ashford at the moment. Ashford's a bit of a happening place.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Ashford Arts and Technical...
The AFAT, we're calling it now. It's not really good, is it? Well, basically, Ashford Festival, it's all about local people, local talented people, creativity and innovation in Ashford. And we're celebrating all of the people that have something to share, whether it's their own startup business or a dance school or a craft that they do and they sell on the side. Or just the local businesses, if you've been around in your local business and you want to pop down to Ashford Festival. Obviously, it would be more of a B2C side in terms of business, because there's going to be mostly people there. But, so that's what we're doing. We're going to have pop-up shops for a lot of businesses. We're going to have market stalls, which would be similar to exhibition stands for a lot of businesses and crafters and artists. We're going to have galleries. We're going to have talks, workshops. And we're going to have processions, bands, music, fire eaters, buskers.
Blimey.
So we're just going to...
And you're doing all that, are you?
Yeah, not just me. There's three other organisers. So luckily, give a shout out to Abstract Team and Joining Hands.
Cool. So what inspired you to do this?
I think the inspiration was a number of things, but mostly the fact that Ashford is full of talented people and we are out here trying very hard to make ourselves known, get more people into the Ashford High Street, get the businesses thriving again. You know, it's hard economical times for everyone. But Ashford is still a developing town, and we see every day with East Kent Culture Bid and St. Mary's Revelations as well. So
yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, Ashford has changed drastically over the last few years and is still, as you say, developing. And there's a lot of things that have happened in Ashford to improve it as a place. And now we kind of got to get the community caught up with that and celebrating all the things that happen in Ashford, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's about a community spirit.
Yeah.
We're getting the people back out onto the high street and remembering, you know, that we're all Ashfordians, as you said earlier. And, you know, we've got to celebrate that. So, yeah.
Cool. So when is the event actually taking place?
It is taking place on the 27th, 28th and 29th of September.
Cool.
That's Friday to Sunday. The Friday is going to start in the evening. Obviously, after work, you can pop down to Ashford High Street. There's going to be light shows, a big screen, film screenings, bands into the evening in local venues. And then Saturday, from 9 o'clock in the morning, we're starting with the pop-up shops and the market stalls. All throughout the day, workshops, talks, and everything else going on.
So the festival is actually taking place around Ashford?
Ashford High Street and North Street mostly,
cool.
Yeah.
Which is right in the centre of Ashford.
Right in the centre, yeah.
Brilliant. Where would you park for that, Paul?
Car park?
Yeah, Vicarage Lane which car park is the best one, I would say.
He's been like this all day, Natasha, honestly.
And cheeky.
Say again, we're parking...
Vicarage Lane car park would be the best place to park, but you could park at Ashford International and walk up it at United.
Or the Stour Centre. There's loads. There's actually quite a bit of car parking in Ashford these days.
And are you marketing this to Londoners to come down for the day, or how
we're mainly marketing towards people in Kent. So, I mean, we're welcoming anyone who wants to come, but as it's the launch, it's the first year, you know, we're expecting it to grow each year, so... Sure. So the first year, I think it would be mostly people within Ashford, around Ashford, and, you know, the little towns around. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get a big buzz out of that.
Absolutely. No, it's going to be a fantastic event. Let's do it in this sequence. Tell us what the website is for the event.
The website is www.ashfordfestival.org.
Cool. And the link for that, as always, is on the Business Bunker website. And there's... Have you got a Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is @FestivalAshford.
Brilliant. So follow them on Twitter. Have a look at the website. Find out what it's all about. Now, you're also doing a fundraiser fairly soon as well, aren't you?
Yes. Well, our festival is mostly a collaborative event. So everybody is performing for free and we are working voluntarily to run the festival. So what we are hoping for is to raise some funds at a fundraiser on the 28th to help us market the festival and get the right amount of footfall down the high street on the day. The fundraiser is on the 28th at London Beach Hotel in Tenterden. Starts at 6 p.m. and it's hosted by John Webbo Webster. He just say hello this morning as well.
Did he?
Yeah, he said.
Doesn't he say hello every
tell
morning?
Tell Paul Andrews I said hello.
Thank you. Nothing to do with me then.
For those that don't know, and I can't believe there's anybody that doesn't know, Webbo does the breakfast show on Ashford Community Radio, and a fantastic show it is too. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice guy. So he'll be presenting. He's quite a funny guy, so it'll be a fun evening. He'll be presenting a quiz night, and we'll have a 3-course meal as well. So
brilliant.
Should be a good laugh.
So that's on June the 28th, which is
June the 28th,
Saturday, I think, isn't it?
It's a Saturday, yeah.
Yep. And that is, what time is that, from 7 till...
From 6 till 11.
6 till 11.
Quiz team's about eight people large maximum, so we're hoping that, you know, companies will...
People will submit a team,
do it day out, submit teams. And you can purchase tickets on www.ashfordfestival.eventbrite.com.
Okay, so ashfordfestival.com. eventbrite.com and you can book your place on the quiz night. I did see a press release for it in which someone said if you haven't got eight people to make a team, you can still come and you'll get allocated to another team. Because me, I ain't got any mates.
No, you
so
haven't.
So I've got to come on my own. Yeah.
And that, now, after spending time with you, I can understand how and why.
Why I've got no mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, especially if you only change your shirt once a week.
Exactly.
And tin bath once a year.
Exactly. I do have an all-over flannel, though.
Worrying. I must talk to your mother.
Yeah. So you can go along in smaller groups than eight and get allocated to a team. So, be there. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Be there. Get along to the London Beach on the 28th of June for the quiz night and a three-course meal. Have some fun. I'll be there. Natasha will be there. We're not inviting Jules because she was rude about my tin bath.
I think it's just buy your tickets and try and support, you know, local innovation and local businesses and local talent. That's absolutely what it's all about.
You need to invite me, but Scoff and Quaff can go, you see.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
can come, Jules.
Scoff and Quaff
we'll
can go. Natasha's invited me, Paul.
Oh, there you go.
Go on.
Yeah.
Paul goes round to the London Beach in his dressing gown anyway, just nips round.
Oh, to the spa. To
pops
get
in.
Facial.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's nice.
Bit of microderma abrasion.
Do I really? Does it look like I have microderma abrasion?
Yeah, well, it looks like you might need some.
I might need it. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Cool. So give us one last shout out for the Ashford Festival website.
That's www.ashfordfestival.org and the Twitter handle is @FestivalAshford and you can also find us on Facebook /Ashford.festival.
Brilliant. And that's the 27th, 28th, 29th of July.
Of September.
September, thank
you. And the fundraising event is on the 28th of July.
June. Brilliant. I've written that
down.
28th of June.
I don't know. I'm getting confused.
What was that? Sorry, 28th
of June? The 28th of June is the fundraiser.
Okay.
And 27th, 28th and 29th of September
I've
is
got
the
it
event.
In my little
have
book
you got it?
Now, yeah.
It's all on the website.
Yeah.
Which is
www.ashfordfestival.org.
There you go. Natasha, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been
thank
an absolute
you.
Pleasure to talk to you. Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. But let's crack on.
Two of the military's most recognised helicopters will be on display in the skies over Kent later on this month. The Apache attack helicopter. You can do your... The shadows, Apache. Similar to those co-piloted by Prince Harry in Afghanistan and a Sea King of the type flown by Prince William in his role as an RAF search and rescue pilot in North Wales are among the many aircraft that will be on display at the South East Air Show on Saturday the 22nd of June, which is next Saturday. The Apache is a four-blade twin-engine attack helicopter with a tandem cockpit for a two-man crew. And the AH-64 was introduced to the US Army service in April of 1986. And since then, 800 have entered service. A further 1,000 machines have been exported to Egypt, Greece, Israel, the Netherlands, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Ehlen or Sehlen, United Arab Emirates, Marhaba, and the UK. It was used by the US and the UK forces in Iraq and more recently in Afghanistan. The Southeast Air Show at Manson Airport is the first for many years and revives a decade-old tradition from when the airport was in the hands of the RAF. And the show is organised by Chris Yates. Hi, Chris. And so you can find out about this. Go on to www.heritage-events.co.uk. And that's on the 22nd of June, which is next Saturday. That's the Southeast Air Show. They've sold already 12,000 tickets, Paul Andrews.
Have they really?
Pretty amazing. So go on to that website, www.heritage-events.co.uk. And details of that will be on, as usual, on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
Fantastic.
Shall I go with your microphone?
Yeah, why not?
Because I've lost my microphone. It's in one of my handbags from last year.
I'm going to read a couple of emails, but I just wanted to mention St. Clair, who are the guys that tweeted earlier about their venue in Sevenoaks, have just tweeted a photograph of the place. What a stonking place that is.
Is it?
Yeah, I just retweeted it. Have a look at that. What a stonking looking place
it
is.
I told you they were posh.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I've got to get over there.
I hope our guest Michael's not watching, because I've just pilfered a, you know, paperclip. That might go down on my record.
Hey, that's my paperclip. Yeah. That is theft.
What Michael doesn't know is every week I get one of those.
You steal one of those. She's now got 200 white paperclips.
Yeah. All those little things.
The summer lunch organised by the Crowborough Committee of Cancer Research UK, which took place on Wednesday the 12th of June at the East Sussex National Hotel, raised nearly £7,000 for the charity. The annual event also marked the retirement of Elizabeth Bostock as chair of the committee after more than 25 years heading up the team of volunteers. In that time, the committee has raised just over £300,000. Her place is being taken by committee member Philip Ronan. Elizabeth's retirement was marked with flowers, a certificate and a long service brooch from the Cancer Research UK organisation. The summer lunch was attended by 225 people and supported by 17 corporate sponsors. The event began with a welcome drink sponsored once again by the Uckfield-based accountancy firm Armida, Western Provident Association. They sponsored the speaker, while David Haskell was the print sponsor and Dawson Hart Solicitors sponsored the coffee. The tables were decorated with balloons provided by Yes Promo Product, which matched CRUK's new logo, while David Bartholomew Photography took shots on the day. EM Communications provided audiovisual expertise and the Marketing Eye offered PR and marketing support. The summer lunch was also sponsored by Handelsbanken, Waitrose in Crowsborough, ASP, Swindles, Tester & Jones, Simmons Gainsford, TR Fastenings, the Health Insurance Specialists and Sussex Medical Devices. And the local Uckfield magician, Kevin Morton, provided magic and the whole event was filmed by Digitom of Tunbridge Wells.
But
so
it's
a brilliant event.
It
they
does.
Raised £7,000 for cancer
that
research.
That's incredible.
And a great big thank you to Elizabeth Bostock for all her work over 25 years supporting that fantastic charity.
Yeah.
Well done to you all.
A lot of hard work and dedication going on there.
Absolutely.
Just as a PS for the South East Air Show next week at Manston, they also have the classic cars there, because I know a lot of people, this is why Ken Lloyd's going, that you'll see a range of classic cars, E-type Jags, Lancasters. Is Lancaster, that's not a car, is it?
It's a plane.
I know, they've got it under classic cars. Rolls Royces and Minis, unless you drive a Lancaster down the high street.
Possibly.
Pete Harvey, club chairman, said that they showed 23 cars in support of the RNLI at Margate last year, and they're looking forward to an even bigger display this Saturday coming. So go on to that, that's brilliant. And also, hi Jules, this is an appeal for any businesses out there who would like to sponsor a football club. This is young Jake. He's 14 and he is a member of the Thanet Colts. And he says, please, Paul Andrews, Business Bunker or Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show at 11 a.m. every
Never
Tuesday. If you own a business and you'd like to sponsor our under 15 football team, the Thanet Colts, and that's spelt C-U-L-T-S, but isn't it C-O-O? Is it cult as in horse or cult as in cult? I don't know, but they've written Thanet Colts.
I would imagine it should be C-O-L-T-S, but you never know.
You never know.
It could be a marketing ploy.
It could be. It's £500 and you get your name and logo on the front of the T-shirts, and this covers the cost of all the kit. Please contact Barry Jones, and that's 01843 329 9389, and we'll put that on the Business Bunker website after the show. So that's from Rebecca Serenity, because it's her nephew.
All right, okay.
Jake. So, you know, for a fairly nominal fee, 500, you can support them and get your name out there, a nice company logo and stuff.
It's funny you should mention Serenity Becker.
Yeah.
Because I got this, which it's a bit of bad news.
Oh.
In line with what happened to Becca recently.
Oh.
This is from Susie Nina Interiors, a designer fabrics and curtain shop, which recently opened in Addington Street, Ramsgate, suffered devastating damage when a black cab crashed into the shop.
Oh my goodness.
Which is exactly what happened to Serenity Becker's shop, wasn't
that
it?
That is a coincidence.
Yeah.
Did you plan this?
Yeah, well, the taxi, which was presumably stolen, severely damaged the entire right-hand side of the building, which was formerly Skits the Chemist. The shop is a Grade 2 listed building and the accident has resulted in the unique Victorian facade being destroyed.
Oh no.
It's a real shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was so proud to occupy such a beautiful space and to be part of the regeneration of Addington Street, which has so many wonderful buildings, said the owner and interior designer, Susie Nina. For this to have happened after being open for only 2 weeks is extremely upsetting.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. I thought a bomb had exploded. She added that the local residents who had warmly welcomed her business to the street had extended their kindness and generosity by helping to clean up the destruction. So the grand opening of Susie Nina Interiors, which was originally scheduled for Thursday the 27th of June, will now be postponed until the rebuilding works have been completed. The business will continue as usual, and we are confident that this will not affect our ability to fulfil both our existing orders and new business, said Susie. Fortunately, the manufacturing workrooms were not damaged. The police would want to know if you've got any information about this, but we will be supporting Susie with the opening and launch of her business when they have made the repairs, and we'll announce that on the Business Bunker show. It's really horrible to hear about things like that.
Horrifying. And you can imagine, I mean, I know from Rebecca, because I did her front page on this, at Front Page News, but she's now rebuilt it, and she was up and running in 2 weeks, keeping that business going with the whole of the front down. And now, I have to say, the building looks amazing. So you will get there, guys, and, you know.
Yeah, we'll send our love and
onward
support.
Onward and upward.
We'll send our love and support to Susie Nina.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll get back on track soon. And let us know when you're ready to launch, and we will give you loads of support for that, and wish you well with your venture.
Horrible, horrible shock. And I hope they find the person that did it. Yeah. Is that your black cab outside? You can relive the sounds and drama of the wartime airfield. You can dress up in your favourite wartime clothes. Oh, you are. For the 5th annual Combined Ops Weekend.
I haven't changed my shirt since 1942.
A spectacular display of military vehicles and aircraft. The show, which takes place on the 17th and 18th of August, that's the diary date for you, 17th, 18th of August, will be at Kent's historic Headcorn Aerodrome, which is home of many real wartime dramas. You like a wartime drama, don't you?
I like
you?
A bit of drama, yeah.
The family...
leave it at...
That's EastEnders, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, which drama, isn't it?
The family weekend, only when Angie and Den were on. They were the only times I used to like it.
Yeah. Aren't they still on then?
No.
Oh, right.
No, it's all people I don't know now. They've all got false eyelashes and things. It's all far too glamorous.
Have I told you about my new business?
What, false eyelashes?
Well, kind of, almost. Yeah, I've invented a new business. It's a cosmetic business that's based around flavours and taste.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Chicken tikka mascara.
That's quite funny, Paul Andrews. That made me laugh. Moving swiftly on, if you want tickets for this event to relive the sound and drama of the wartime airfield, you can go on to www.heritage-events.co.uk. So, well done. That sounds very exciting. I'm sure Paul Andrews will be there in his costume drama clothes. More than just another lunch, About Directors Lunches, it's made up of fellow independent business people who share their experience to help you reach the best solution for your business, and are led by business experts and qualified coaches. Over the next 6 months, we're running a series of pay-as-you-attend lunches with a different focus to give you a flavour of how a full membership is about directors could benefit you in your business. So join us. There is a website, which is www.aboutdirectors.co.uk/business-seminars-events. So that's why you need About Directors, affordable access to a broad range of business advice and support. And we will, of course, put that onto the Business Bunker website after the show.
Cool. Do you know, we've had loads of new listeners following us on Twitter today.
New listeners. Oh, right, sorry.
Don't get excited.
That's your pronunciation.
New listeners. We've had two more. we've had Luigi Bean.
Oh, coffee.
Yeah. Luigi Bean Coffee, they're known as on the Twitter. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web, Luigi Bean Coffee, Whitstable Station from early July. Relaunch of a much admired local artisan food business.
Yeah, because Luigi the original went off. I know all the gossip, because I live in Whitstable, you know. So
the gossip, is what she's saying.
He went off to Australia. Right. The original.
I wondered what you were going to tell me then. He went off to Australia.
And
have a drink, Jules.
If you want a coffee. You can
Prosecco isn't lasting very well, is it?
You can go to the new guy, new Luigi, by Whitstable Station.
Yeah, and they're launching in July, apparently.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, Luigi Bean.
I expect he's practising his brewing now.
Absolutely.
Do you?
And we've also been followed by Inari Design Studio.
How are you spelling Inari?
I-N-A-R-I.
Okay.
Inari.
What do they do? Design?
I don't know. They just started listening in on Twitter.
I'm sure they'll tweet
Let's have a look. Jewellery designer inspired by the magic of nature.
Oh, well, that sounds very nice. We'll have to have some samples. And People Face to Face has said she's just emailed the lemon drizzle cake recipe. So she was listening avidly.
Is Trish. That Trish Stratton?
Yeah, she was listening avidly. It's a fabulous gluten-free lemon drizzle she does. I'm wearing it now.
Are you?
About 2.5 pounds.
Yeah, you had a, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had my birthday celebration, didn't I?
That lasted a month.
Yeah.
Because your birthday was in May.
Well, I started with Lisa Marie's. June. I started with Lisa Marie's.
Oh,
in
Lisa
April.
Marie's been celebrating hers for a year.
Yeah. So I started with hers, then went on to mine, then it was Father's Day, and then it was Ken Lloyd's Nina's birthday. It just goes on and on.
And then it was a day of the week. And yeah. Then, yeah. And now, of course, we're gearing up for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Every day's a celebration.
I've got my sprouts on already, have you?
Have you? Yeah, well, you have to, really, don't you?
Yeah, start
you
that
got,
now.
Have you got any more emails?
Yeah, I've got lots. You're trying to make me work.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, says Hello. Gerard Jamificus. Say it.
Jacimovicius.
Yeah. Gerard Jacimovicius.
Sorry?
Jacimovicius.
Sorry, who?
I'm only copying you and you're saying it wrong, Lee. Don't call me Lee. Right, so he has a prize.
Who?
Gerard, my friend Gerard in Whitstable. Uh-huh. And the prize is, it's a competition, and the winner will have a dedicated mobile website. I've actually entered for this.
Okay.
Created for them by one of the top experts in his field. You'll get a mobile website that looks clear and sharp and easy to read on smartphones and tablets. Standard websites can look wrong on these devices. So more browsing is done on these mobile sites than through standard websites. There's a bonus prize too, which is the first 5 people to enter can receive a free 30-minute coaching session. To enter, 3w.life-coach-associates.com/competition, and then there's all sorts of other shenanigans going on. But go on to 3w.life-coach-associates. .com and you'll find it's easy to enter, someone's got to win, and that's from Gerard Jacimovicius. Say it.
Jacimovicius.
Something. We ought to go and have lessons.
No, he'll ring me later and go, that's wrong.
I know.
Because I always pronounce it wrong.
Why couldn't his mum have just called him Smith or something?
Because that wasn't his name. But apart from that, yeah. Go on.
I've read all mine. You can pass me some over if you want.
No, that's okay. That's
I'm
fine.
On strike now anyway. I'm
Are you?
Hot well, and bothered.
Well, we're at the end of the show in any case.
It was thinking about Michael in uniform that sort of take me off the, you know, my eye off the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, just to remind you that coming up this week on Thursday is 10 o'clock on Thursday morning is the Whitstable Tweet Up at the Hotel Continental. Yep. Beach Street, Whitstable.
You bring your bucket, spade and any flags for sandcastles.
Absolutely. And then you can follow that on after having had lunch at one of the Whitstable's fabulous emporiums, be it JoJo's, Wheeler's, the Beach Cafe, or all of them, as Jules and I want to do.
Yeah.
You can then stagger down into Canterbury for the evening, where there's free beer and soft drinks at the Fruitworks Create event.
And also M&S Society's... Tweet Up is there, isn't it, this Thursday? Mary Daly's.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so
you've got your blank look on.
Yeah,
definitely. We've announced it.
Have you?
Is it? Or is it? Yeah, it is this Thursday because I've got it in the paper for this Thursday.
That's at the cricket club, isn't it?
Yeah, because I snapped at her because I only got the information a little bit late, so it's only coming out in the papers on Thursday.
So you can do both. You can come to fruitworks.co/create. Which is a free event on Thursday evening, 7 till 9:30, with free beer.
Will you be there?
I will be there. And you can also go to the Multiple Sclerosis Cricket Evening at Kent County Cricket
Club. Have a tour of the grounds.
Yeah, and do all that kind of stuff. And help them with the fabulous fundraising that Mary Daly is doing to build the MS Therapy Centre.
Twitter handle at MaryDaly1.
Absolutely. So loads of things happening. We've reached the end of the show now, though. So it just leaves me to say a massively big thank you to our guests on the show today, Pam Warren, Michael Pettit, and Natasha Aidan-Yance. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you all on the show. It's been even more of a pleasure to have you, the listeners, join us. And all those new listeners, welcome.
And the B2B exhibition people.
Yeah, and we'll be playing more from them next week. But for the moment, thank you so much and goodbye. See you all next week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker. Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production. Full